The basic idea is that you can superimpose historical photographs over the current view of what that photograph is of. On our iPhone app, we actually use augmented reality. You can slide back and forth between the historic photo and a live view of the shot. On our website, we leverage, as I said, Google Street View. So you place a photo at the corner of Main and Huron, the historical photo. I can then fade back and forth between the historical photo and that view and the current view in Google Street View. There's something neat about seeing the exact position of the historic photo in the context of what's there now and seeing how space basically evolves and changes.
I have my laptop with me right now, and I have what was there already up in my browser. Everyone, I'm sure, is always most interested in where they live and their own
yes.
environs. If you could guide me through maybe taking a look at one particular spot in Atlanta.
Sure. Yeah. The easiest way is the big green box in the center of the homepage. All you need to do there is enter Atlanta and hit return.
And what it brings up is a very familiar looking map in shades of sort of gray and steel blue with a little box over to the right. And it says 241 nearby. I assume that's photos of particular sites.
I get 243 on my end, probably a different screen resolution where I am. There are 243 photos of Atlanta. There's a bubble, orange bubble with 113. Edgewood and Park, basically. I see Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthplace.
And right in the middle is a beautiful black and white photo, full front of the house.
I'm clicking in to Google Street View. And what you should see is the black and white historic photo semi-transparent over the Google Street View. In the upper right-hand corner of the black and white photo, there's what we call the fade bar. It's a little green slider. And if you slide that back and forth, you can go back and forth between the historic and the current view in Street View.
Right. One image just melts away and the other appears. The one that has really intrigued me the most is what is known as the Tully Smith House on what is now known as North Druid Hills Road, an old farmhouse dating way back into the 19th century. It's now a busy commercial thoroughfare. There is a bank sitting on the spot.
And it is neat to see how cities evolve that way. And what was once a dirt road becomes a major thoroughfare in some cities, and how it kind of grows and evolves.
These historic photos that are on the site, how do you get those?
We depend on our users. This is a crowdsourced project. The idea was basically that we would build the platform leveraging Google Maps. So anywhere in the world where there is Google Maps, you have the capability of uploading historical photos to what was there. And we are basically depending on the historical knowledge of everybody across the world to upload the photos in the areas that they know best.
With so many historic photos available on the web, are there any copyright issues?
We concentrate mostly on public domain photos. The Library of Congress is a great source of photos, National Archives. Also, what we really hope people do is that they take the old photos from their personal photo albums. And the reason behind that is whenever you take a digital photograph, most often there's metadata attached to that photograph that includes the geocodes for exactly where that photo was taken. But the problem is that any, for lack of a better word, analog photos, photos that weren't taken with a digital device, those don't have those geocodes. And basically what was there is able to do is to take those old vintage photographs and assign them geocodes so that these photos will be relevant as we move forward in our digital age, wherever that takes us.
Why do you think this service is so important?
I think it's a neat way to really connect with the past. Since we're hoping that people will upload some of their family photos, it gives a more broad perspective of history in that there are a lot of archives that have historical photos, but there's a limited number of those. And this is an opportunity to really bring those family photos, a broader view of history into like one common archive so that, you know, whether a photo is from the Library of Congress or from my own personal family album, they're at the same level and I can view them all through this map metaphor. So it's a neat way to connect with history.